Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Brown Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, the Verona Area School District's podcast, where Superintendent Dr. Tremaine Clarity shares updates and interviews guests from around the district.
Hello, Marcy. How you doing?
Hi there. I'm doing very well. That's Dr. Tremaine Clarity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblum. Today we're hearing from Ms. Cindra Magley, Director of Food and Nutrition, and Ms. Robin Billig, Assistant Director of Food and Nutrition.
Good afternoon, everyone. So happy to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
It was nice.
Nice.
It went by fast.
Yeah, too fast, right?
That's right.
What was the most enjoyable part?
Family, of course.
Absolutely.
And eating.
Yeah.
Yes, very filling.
Filling? Yeah. Filling the soul, the stomach, and the heart all at the same time?
That's right. Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely. That's right.
What's your favorite dish?
Stuffing.
Okay.
I'm going to go mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
What about you?
You never go wrong. You know what? I'm a dressing person, but also I am a connoisseur of mac and cheese.
Oh.
I don't bring it out like the real baked one in the oven for a good 60 minutes. No, not the box. The real stuff.
The real deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
So let's see. Now that we've made everybody hungry on the call, and appropriately, we're talking about school, food, and nutrition today. And the two of you do I'm just going to call it a magical job of making sure that our scholars here in the Brown Area School District have that very satisfying breakfast and lunch. And they, you know, we fill their brains with knowledge every day, and you fill their stomachs with the nutritional food. So first, thank you on behalf of the community. And a little point that you might not know, you realize that probably one of the most clicked on, it's not the superintendent that's clicked on our website, the school menu is always number one on our school website based off our metrics. So that's what people care about, and it's important for them to understand everything that goes behind the scenes to allow for that to happen every day for their kids. So that's what we're going to talk about today, and we're ready to jump right in.
Let's go.
All right. So as we think about our food and nutrition, and you know, providing breakfast and lunch to our scholars is no small task. But you think about it in totality, about how many students are we serving on a daily basis?
Well, percentage-wise, we daily do like 55% of our students. But if you want to look at it like with meals,
yeah,
we have like 5,000 meals being prepared. And
5,000.
Well, 2,200 is breakfast.
Yeah.
And then lunch is a little higher, which is 2,800. And we do give elementary breakfast is free, so that's why we have, you know, quite participation in that. School meals are still the best deal in town.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any thoughts on our scholars and what we're serving them every day?
We are the best deal in actually Dane County.
Yeah.
I think we have the cheapest prices. So, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to come to lunch?
Absolutely. And you think about, you know, as educators, you know, we think about the academic piece of it, but our learners can't truly be learners if they're not full, you know, if their nutritional needs are not met. And so, you know, I want our community to know and not minimize how important that first step is with a solid breakfast and a great lunch, because that impacts their ability to learn, and it's part of their development. You know, we're their children, they're growing every single day, and what they put in their bodies matters. And so we know that there are multiple guidelines that we have to follow to make sure that the options are nutritious and they're meeting those key aspects for growth and development, and we're making sure that what they put in their bodies is appropriate. So tell us about the guidelines that we need to follow to make sure that we have a nutritious breakfast and lunch.
The guidelines that we follow are USDA guidelines for school meals, mm-hmm, and there's a set meal pattern and nutrition standard. And the meal pattern is set up like with components, and there's five, you know, the milk, the grains, the fruit, the vegetable, and meat alternative. We also offer, well, it's called offer versus serve. We offer all five components like at lunch, and then the child or the student may decide to only take three out of the two, and we still, it's a complete lunch, and we still get reimbursed by the government. But one thing we do have to do is have a fruit, vegetable, or a combination on their tray. If a student comes through and they don't, we just ask them to go back and choose whatever item they would like that's a fruit or a vegetable. And also, dietary specifications are set forth, limits like on calories, fats, sodium. So, and that's kind of over an average of a week by grade group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we know and we've read a lot, especially recently, about the impact of child nutrition on overall health of our students, and so beyond the the brain development and the academic components of it that we just talked about, we know it's so critically important that that we provide lunches and breakfasts that minimizes the chance of of obesity, minimizes the chances of other childhood diseases that go into effect, and so that's the ethical piece of it. We also are reimbursed by the state and the federal government based on us following those guidelines. So can you talk a little bit about that reimbursement process and what that means for us to get reimbursed from the state and, more importantly, the federal government for the meals that we served?
Well, the reimbursement is from both state and the federal government. And the way it's kind of set up is, obviously, we get the cost, too, from parents, our students paying for the meals. And what we have available also is free, reduced, or paid meals for the availability for households. So if they, and we have to, it is required that they, every school year, they reapply for free or reduced meals. And many households become directly eligible, and they find that out because the government or the state will give us the list, and then we inform parents by a letter to the household. Also, you can do apply for free or reduced meals by online or through an application. Families, well, actually, we also have Heroes of Hunger, which is a how individuals and businesses can donate and help families with the cost of meals.
Excellent. So, Robin, this is going to be for you. This is going to be two-part for you, okay? So, first, just off the top of your head, if it's is a best guess, what's the most popular meal or meals that you can always tell by the pace at which they get to the lunchroom, or sometimes I'll ask her, what are some of the most popular items out there for all of our scholars?
Well, I can tell you right now, for middle school, it's Big Daddy Cheese Pizza. High school, I'm gonna have to say Mandarin Orange Chicken. Those are our highest count days. And for the little guys in the elementary, cheese pizza is right up there, but I would have to say chicken nuggets are
chicken
right there
nuggets.
Behind.
Can you ever go wrong with chicken nuggets, though?
No, you can't.
Our students like chicken.
They love the chicken. Okay. Yep. So I heard chicken nugget day, Mandarin orange chicken.
Yep.
And cheese pizza slices.
Big Daddy cheese pizza slices.
All right.
That's right.
All right. All right. So make sure that on those days you just know. You're gonna have a full crowd.
Full house, yep.
All right. And so we have now, and then thinking into the future, the great thing about education is we're always thinking about the next step and how to be innovative. So what are some of those innovative ideals that we have out there as we continue to enhance our food programming, and what's on the horizon here in the Bruner School District?
Well, what's on the horizon is we're trying to get more farm-to-school items brought into the school district. So, like, right now we're working with several different farm-to-school agencies where actually out of Richland Center, we get all the sliced apples from them. So we've been doing that for, more than 10 years now.
Right.
Apple Garden. Yeah. We just had Apple Crunch Day. Apple Garden, they supplied us with at least 4 weeks worth of apples for the entire district. So we're going to start using them every year when it's
and the orchard owner came in to Sugar Creek on Apple Crunch Day. That was exciting.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So, and we, I think what's exciting, and you probably heard that as an investment in our community and community voice, we're establishing a kind of a deeper food and nutrition committee. And I think the first couple of sessions started and next week's right before we go into break, just to kind of get a deeper understanding of the expectations of our community, help us understand if we're things that we're getting perfectly right and things that we want to continue to think about. And that's what true community collaboration is out there. So this is all also a shameless plug to anybody out there that, you know, as we think about, you know, community voice, as we get our nutrition committee up and running, we know that it's going to be part of wellness. And we intentionally wrote it into our strategic framework. You know, wellness is a big piece of it, and we know nutritional components is going to be part of that. So this is an opportunity to plug it up there that, hey, if you're interested in being part of that, being a voice out there for the future of nutrition here in the Verona School District, reach out to us, and we'd love to have your voice as part of it. Cindy, we're going to go to you. And we have both of you who are amazing leaders in food in our food services, but we have so many people behind the scenes that often, you know, don't get the shout-outs that you. So we're going to shout them out right now because they deserve it. And we want to make sure that we recognize our staff who serve our students on a daily basis, who do the behind-the-scenes prep work, do the cleaning and ensuring that it's a nice clean spot. So overall, how many staff members serve in the district in food and nutrition, and are there any openings? You know, we'd love to publicize if there's any openings out there as well.
We have 29 current staff, and we do have two openings to lead or head cook. So if somebody's interested, go online. We can, and you can find all you need to know about those positions. And right now, we have a lot of parents who are in our staff. Mm. In fact, I would say right now, half of the people that are currently in the kitchens have been currently they have students in the district, or they've had students in the district. So, and we're always looking for subs. It seems that if you want to volunteer and actually maybe get paid, subbing might be the way to go, and you can pick and choose which school and kitchen you wish to be in.
Excellent. And so, you know, when there's the service of our children, the physical act of, you know, providing nutrition, but I also just want to give a shout out and kudos to you and your hiring. And the expectations that you have, that the engaging conversation, the smiles, the friendliness that our students are privy to by our staff, it goes a long ways. You know, sometimes it depends on if a student rides the bus or not. That first adult interaction in the morning when they get their breakfast may be a person in our food service department, and that first interaction could set the tone for the whole rest of the day. And it's that simple smile, it's that good morning, how are you, you know, have a great day, it means the world to all of our scholars. And I see that from afar. I mean, whether I'm, you know, in line just having a conversation myself, or if I'm just kind of sitting back watching the interactions, it's all genuine. And that means a lot to our students, and I know it means a lot to our families, that that's the type of treatment that they're going to get. So you want to expand a little bit about, you know, how do you train everyone, and how do you hire in a way that, because it comes out clear to us, but we know that doesn't just come, it's just not always natural, it's an expectation.
You know, to be honest, I think a lot of it's natural. Yeah. We don't have to do a lot of training. Right. I mean, they're here for the kids, bottom line. Right. I mean, they know that when those kids come through, it's for them.
Excellent.
And that's just their true meaning. I mean, that's how they really are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We definitely hire staff that enjoy working with kids. That's number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine that a school is a great place to be if you don't love kids, right?
Exactly.
So we want to make sure that, you know, we have people that are genuinely care about our young scholars. And, you know, we're in a Verona School District. We, like any place, we have ups and downs, but, if you think about it, every day is a great day to be a Verona Wildcat. It really is. You know, we have True. Far more great days than the very small number of days that, you know, we can probably do a little bit, could do better that day. But overall, it's a phenomenal district to work in. And our food service staff, you know, really kind of set the tone for that with our students. So we're greatly appreciative. So we know that you mentioned some of the events that we have throughout the year, and I know them because I get to experience a lot of them. But talk to our community about some of the your favorite events. You know, we have Bucky Badger Day, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture visit, Native American Heritage. Things, you know, give a little insight into those areas.
Oh, we have a wide variety of events. So we do National School Lunch Week. We do National Breakfast Week. We just recently did Apple Crunch Day, Native American Heritage Month, which is just this month, where we just featured some menu items for that. We do Black History Month. We celebrate that in February. Razzle Dazzle Day at the high school, where we do the big picnic at the end of the year. Let's see. Oh, we do Gingerbread Day. Several schools participate in usually the kindergarten classes, where they do the gingerbread cookies and then put them in the ovens in the kitchen, and somehow they disappear.
Oh yeah,
and they have to go find the gingerbread cookies.
And the elementary students really seem to enjoy the picnics in the spring. They're always trying to have lunch outside.
Absolutely. Well, Wisconsin winters, you want to get outside and enjoy some spring food and sunshine mm-hmm. as much as possible. So we get a lot of questions sometimes about local and organic options that, mm-hmm. that we have out there. Can you provide some insights, because they're sometimes a little bit different. Local, obviously self-explanatory, but what does organic mean, and how do we think about that in food and nutrition?
Okay, so this year we recently started purchasing from Cattail Organics. So when we talk organics, we're talking no herbicides, pesticides in the ground. So it's all natural. You don't have to worry about any of that. We do hydroponics, actually from 100 acres. So we get a lot of our leafy greens from them. And it's located in Milwaukee. So basically what that is, they grow lettuce and greens from kind of like big boards, kind of, if you will. And then there's water feeding into them with dirt or gravel, and so we recently started pulling from them, which is kind of neat. River Valley Ranch in Burlington, we pull our mushrooms from them.
Yogurt?
I believe they're organic as well. So those are kind of some of the new things that we're doing this year, and we want to continue doing that. So when we talk local, we're talking, I think for Cinder and I, when we talk about local, we want to be like Wisconsin, kind of within the 500-mile range. I mean, there's a lot of different views on local, so we like Wisconsin.
So as you think about, and, time's gone by fast, we're about 4 minutes out from closing up, but in this space, many of us are parents as well, and we have our own children, and I would love to think that our kids listen to this podcast as much as adults, but probably more adults. But what would you want our adults to know and understand that they could also communicate to their child about, when you show up in the cafeteria for food, think and consider this, or think or, explore these options. Or, what would you want them to know and understand that they could communicate to their child about food service?
I would say that to communicate to the child is that it's a welcoming place and that it's going to give them good nutrition so that they will be able to learn either if they have breakfast or lunch. And if something isn't, going right, then all they need to do is come and talk to us and then we can change it.
Excellent.
Because they are our customers.
Absolutely.
And so we want to make sure that we keep happy customers, because then they keep coming back.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
And if they wanted to share and voice their opinions on what they like and what they don't like, I certainly hope they would do that, because we do get feedback from our head cooks on, this went really well, this didn't, they didn't like this, they want this.
Yeah.
And they need to voice their opinions, because we're always here to listen.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for the insight. So we're going to, getting ready to close up, and I just wanted to go back to the two of you. And I don't know how many years of combined experience between the two. You
want to throw? Combined experience?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. But we've been working together for 25 plus years.
25 plus years.
Combined years, Sandra, it'd be 50 plus.
50 plus years of experience. So we have experts in the field, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
So
yes.
This is also to our listeners out there. These two people know what they're talking about when it comes to food and nutrition and serving our students. So I just think our community needs to know and understand how much experience and expertise goes into this and the decisions that are made every day. And me knowing the both of you and our community getting to know you through this process are always willing to listen to, you know, the next step. What can we think about? How can we be more innovative? What are the things that we may not consider? So it's not, I have all the experience, do what I say, and nothing else matters. It's, I have all the experience, and I wake up every day wanting to get better at my and my profession. So the community really needs to know and appreciate and understand that. And to those that are, you know, continue to be behind the scenes, and for whatever reason, you know, Big Doug's he's popping up in my head. And
yes.
Who doesn't love Doug?
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Doug's over at the high school. And if you just want to pick me up, and if you're having a bad day, just go talk to Doug first.
Just go talk to Doug.
For 30 seconds, and your day's going to get better. So shout out to Doug, and shout out to everyone that continues to serve our students on a daily basis. And genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, and I understand the superintendent, you know, sometimes people look at these as a hierarchy. They are not in the Verona School District. Whatever your position is in the Verona School District, you're an educator, and everyone's equally as important, because we can't do this without one another. So I want to make sure that everyone knows and understands that it doesn't matter what your role is, equal appreciation, equal value, equal impact on our students. And I'm just going to close it out. If you have, you know, any closing thoughts that you want to leave for us today?
Well, thank you very much for your closing thoughts, because I find it very important to be feeding our students in the Verona Area School District.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I agree. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. So this is going to close our time today. And I know it went by super fast, but we try to make this a drive time podcast. So most things around here, about 20 minutes to get to here and there. So it'll bring us to the end of our conversation today and turn back over to Marcy.
Thank you both for joining us today and for your exceptional leadership that helps make the VASD a national model of excellence grounded in equity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Solderbloom. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.